The following is tape number one from the Nectar of Devotion series, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded between October 20th and November 14th, 1972, India.
His action in the present body. These activities are taken into account by a superior authority known as Daiva, or the authority of God. This Daiva is explained in the Bhagavad Gita as the prime cause of everything, and in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated that a man takes his next body by Daiva Netrena, which means by the supervision of the authority of the Supreme. In an ordinary sense, Daiva is explained as destiny. Daiva supervision gives us a body selected from 8,400,000 forms. The choice does not depend on our selection, but is awarded to us according to our destiny.
So, material rasas, that is being experienced in different types of body. Just like somebody wants to taste fresh blood, flesh and blood. So he is given the next life a body like a tiger, like a other carnivorous animal, and he tastes very nicely blood and flesh. Nature gives all the facilities. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva ahamkara vimuratma kartaham iti mannade. Prakite, nature, is doing everything. I am desiring something, that means I am contacting the certain type of the modes of material nature. This is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasad janma joni. Sad asad janma joni. Joni means the source of birth. Mother is called joni and father is called bija. Jatha jani jatha bijam. According to bijam and according to jani, we get body. So why you are getting different types of body? Karanam gunasanga asya. He is contacting a particular type of the modes of material nature. There are three modes of material nature, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. So, if I am associating with satagun, then next life I will get a satagun body. Buddham gacchanti sattasva. Satagun body means higher standard of life. So, similarly, if I am associating with the modes of passion, then I will get a body next life, passionate. If I am associating with ignorance, tamogun, jaganna gunavrittistha adhogacchanti tamasa. Tamasa, tamavritti, the jaganna. The lowest. There are so many varieties of life. So those who are associating with tamagun, drinking, flesh eating, smoking, illicit sex, gambling, these are the association of tamagun. Jatra papas chaturvidha, where there are four kinds of sinful activity. So intoxication is sinful activity. That is tamogun. Associating with tamogun. So jagana guna vrittisthya adhoga chanti tamasa. Those who are associating with tamogun, their vritti, their habits are very abominable, jagana. Therefore, adhoga chanti, they go downwards. In this way, everyone is enjoying a particular type of rasa, material rasa. And nature is offering him a particular type of body. Deha yogena dehinam. We can enjoy a particular type of rasa, just like the hogs, they are relishing the rasa of stool very nicely. You give them nice food, they will not taste. They prefer to taste the stool. Why? Because he has been offered a particular type of body. And this particular type of body has been offered to him karanam guna sangahasya. He has associated with jaghanna tamagun, abominable tamagun. Therefore he has developed a body of a hog and tasting the juice of stool. This is the way of transmigration of the soul. Actually, it is the living spirit soul, either hog or dog or a Brahmin or a chandala or a cow. This is simply a covering, just like we cover ourselves in dream. That is subtle covering. Similarly, this is also covering. In the Vedas it is said, asangāyam purusha. Actually, the living entity, the spirit soul, is neither hog, neither dog, nor Brahmin, nor this, nor that. It is simply a covering. But this covering is developed by our association with the particular type of modes of nature. Karanam guna sangasya sadasat janma jonishu. But in this life, if we develop Krishna consciousness by association of devotees, as Narottam Das Thakur has sung, tadera charana sevi bhaktasane bhas. One's aim of life should be to serve the acharyas, acharya upasanam. So, our acharya in the Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya, the Siddhu Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Srijiv Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath, the six Goswamis, and if we associate with them, this book, Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, if you read regularly, try to understand, this means you are associating with Srila Rupa Goswami directly. And if you act accordingly, then you are serving their lotus feet. Tadero charano sevi. Bhakta sanivas, and unless you are associated with devotees, you will not be able to understand the import of the writings of Srila Rupa Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary, Sri Sarup Damodar, recommended one Brahmin, Bhagavat Paragya Bhagavata Sthane. Bhagavat, he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to read some poetry he had written But it was the system that unless anything written, there were many devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living at Puri, Jagannath Puri. So many devotees from other provinces used to come and visit, and some of them wrote some poetry. But all of them, first of all, would be tasted by Swarup Damodar. And then he will be allowed to go before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and read it. That was the reason. Because people do not know Siddhanta, general people. Those who are advanced devotees, they know Siddhanta, the conclusion. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, therefore, it has been advised, Siddhanta boliya chitte nakaro alas, iha haite krishne lage sudhira manas. If you neglect Siddhanta, conclusion given by the acharyas, then you will misunderstand Krishna. Krishna, therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, these are the evidences. Ruparaghunatho pade hoibe akuti kabe hamo bujhabo se jugala priti. Narottam Das Thakur, such an exalted acharya, he is teaching us, don't try to understand jugala priti. The love appears between Radha and Krishna concoctedly, by your own concoction. No. You should first of all try to serve the six Goswamis. Rupa Raghu Nata Pade Hai Vyadhi. How they are directing. Just like this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Srila Rupa Goswami is not teaching in the beginning the loving affairs of Radha Krishna. No. He's training, first of all, the reader, the devotee. How to become, first of all, pure devotee? Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmadana amritam anukullina krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. First of all, he is trying to bring the devotee to the standard devotional service, vidhimar. Then gradually, when he becomes accustomed, then ragamarga will be revealed. Ragamarga is not artificial. It becomes samaiva spurattava. Sevan mukhihi jivhados, everything. Devotional relationship with Krishna, you cannot establish artificially. Everyone has got a particular relationship with Krishna in his original constitutional position. That will be revealed gradually as you advance in devotional service, in the prescribed rules and regulations as they are directed in the shastras and by spiritual master. When you are trained up properly, you come to the platform of Raghamarga, then your relationship, that is called Swarup Siddhi. Swarup Siddhi. So Swarup Siddhi is attained at a certain stage. Just like Swarup Siddhi, a desire for sex life is there in every human being. But when the boy and the girl come to the mature state, it becomes manifest. It is not learned artificially. Similarly, the Ragmarga Swarup Siddhi becomes revealed or manifest. Sabanadi Suddha Chitte Karoye Udar. Udar, this very word, Udaya is used just like sun. Sun becomes visible when the sun rises automatically. You cannot force the sun to rise at dead of night. That is not possible. Sun will rise. You just wait. When the time will be ripe, morning, 6 o'clock, you'll find the sun. Similarly, the devotional service we have to execute with patience, with enthusiasm, with sahar, dhaijya, nishchaya, tattva karma pravartana. We must be enthusiastic that I shall engage myself very nicely in Krishna consciousness movement. That is first qualification, enthusiasm. Dullness will not help you. You must be very enthusiastic. My Guru Maharaj used to say, pran ache jar sehetu pracha. A person can become a preacher if he has got life. A dead man cannot become a preacher. So he must be very enthusiastic that I shall preach the glories of the Lord to my best capacity. It is not that one has to become a very learned scholar to become a preacher. Simply, it requires enthusiasm. My Lord is so great, so kind, so beautiful, so wonderful. So I must speak something about my Lord. This is the qualification. Enthusiasm. You may not know Krishna very perfectly. It is not possible to know Krishna very perfectly. Krishna is unlimited. We cannot know Krishna 100%. That is not possible. But Krishna reveals, as far as possible, you can understand. So, if you are sincere servant of Krishna, utsaha, and if you serve patiently, then Krishna reveals. The example is given in this connection, just like a girl is married. Generally, a girl wants a child. But if she wants a child immediately after marriage, that is not possible. She must wait. She must serve her husband nicely, usad bhajya, tattva karma pravartana, just like a faithful wife. Time will come, she will become pregnant and she will have child. So, nishchayat means, just like the girl must know, because she is married, because she has got a husband, that there must be a child. It is a fact. It may be little later. Similarly, when you have entered into devotional service, bhakti yoga, bhakti marga, your success is assured, provided you are enthusiastic and patient. Not that immediately I want a child. Immediately I become fully Krishna consciousness and perfect. No. There may be so many imperfections, because we are in the imperfect atmosphere. But patiently, if you go on executing your duties in devotional service, as it is directed in the Shastras and confirmed by the spiritual master, then rest assured where your success is guaranteed. This is the way. Utsahat bhajyat tattat karma pravartanat. You must execute the duties, just like we have asked our students to finish 16 rounds chanting, minimum. 16 rounds is nothing. In Vrindavan there are many devotees, they chant 120 rounds, like that. The 16 rounds is the minimum, because I know in the Western countries it is difficult job to finish 64 rounds or 120 rounds like that. Minimum 16 rounds. That must be finished. Tat-tat karma pravartana. This is the direction. Observing the regulative principles. In this way, we must be abiding by the direction of the spiritual master and the shastra. Then rest assured, success is guaranteed. Go on reading this.
If our body is present...
Give me the light.
If our body at present is engaged in the activities of Krishna consciousness, then it is guaranteed that we will have at least a human body in our next life.
So one thing is guaranteed. If you engage in Krishna consciousness, and suppose you do not become perfectly mature, somewhere or other you fall down. We should not fall down, because if you have got enthusiasm and patience, we shall not fall down. But suppose we fall down, Shastra says, Tasya avhadra abhut amusakim. There is nothing inauspicity. Because whatever you have done sincerely, that is recorded in the book, in the Krishna's book. Krishna has got accountant. He keeps nice account of the activities of his devotees. That's a fact. Just like the non-devotees' accounts are kept by Jamaraj for punishment. Similarly, devotees' accounts are kept by Krishna personally. Jija thamang pravardante tang sthaiva vajam maham. Unless he keeps account, how he says, I respond to the devotee to the proportionate surrender. Jija thamang prapadvan. The real business is surrender to Krishna. If we surrender immediately 7%, then Krishna also gives you the result immediately, 7%. Krishna says, sarva dhanman paritajya mami kang saranam bhaja aham tva sarva papi bhamokhoisham. If Krishna relieves me from all kinds of sinful activities, then where is my miserable condition of life? Miserable condition of life is for them who are as enjoying or suffering. There is no question of enjoyment, but it is sometimes taken enjoyment. The fruitive action, the result of fruitive action. So a devotee does not enjoy anything or suffering, because a devotee does everything for Krishna. So therefore, for his personal self, there is no question of karma follow. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Yajñārthe karma annatra karma bandhana. If you act for Krishna, that is nice. If you act otherwise, then it is karma bandhana. Yajñārthe karma annatra. Annatra means except Krishna consciousness activities, the activities of the karmis and the jnanis and the yogis, they are all karma bandhana, bound up. Suppose karmis, they are going to the heavenly planet or higher planetary system for getting higher standard of life, to take birth, but pious activities in nice family to become rich. But that is bandhana, that is bondage. Similarly, the so-called mukti, jnanis, they merge into the existence, Brahma existence, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nirbheda brahmanusandha, nirbheda, without any distinction, enter, merge into the Brahma. That is also bandhana, bondage. Why? Because we find in the shastras, arujya kichena parang padang tata patanti adha. Arucha Prichina Parampadam. Parampadam means Brahmapada. To merge into the effulgence, Brahma Jyoti, that is called Parampada. According to Vaishnava Parampada means to go to Vaikuntha or Golok Vrindavan and be engaged as servant, eternal servant of the Lord. But according to the Jnanis, the Parampada means merge into the effulgence or Brahma Jyoti. The Shastra says that Arujya Krichena Parampadam, to go to that Parampadam, that is also not very easy. Krichena, severe austerities and penances one has to undergo to merge into the Brahma effulgence. Therefore you will find the Mahabadi sannyasis, their stricture is very rigid. They must take bath thrice in a day and lie down underneath the tree. Their renunciation is very rigid. Of course, those who are strictly followed. In our Vaishnava sannyas, there is little leniency because they live in Krishna, so there is no need of very strict, rigid following, although it is stated that they should live like this. But there is lilians. But Mahabhag, they are very rigid in their principles of sannyas life. That is called Arujya Krichena. Krichena, with great difficulty, they merge into the Brahma Impalya. Arujya Krichena Param Padam. They attain the perfectional stage, not perfectional, parampadam, in the spiritual realm. But patanti adha, again falls down. Again falls down means because in the effulgence there is no varieties. The example is just like you have got a nice sputnik or what is called?
Apollo.
No, by which they go? Rocket. You have got very nice rocket running at the speed of 18,000 miles or 25,000 miles per hour. But you may go if you don't get a shelter in some planet, that as they are going in the moon planet, but do not get shelter and come back. Similarly, supposing they are getting shelter, but that shelter is not very secure, they again come back. So, without shelter, how long you can fly in the sky? The sky is unlimited. You can fly on your Sputnik or capsule. But if you don't get this shelter in some planet, then again you come back to your place. So this is the same example is given in the Bhagavad. Arujya Krichena, with great scientific method you can go up, but if you don't get a shelter, then you come back again on this planet. Similarly, the non-devotees, the impersonalists, they undergo severe penances and austerities, undoubtedly. And they rise up to the Brahma Jyoti, Arujya Krichena Parang Padam. Tata Patanti Adha. From there, he again falls down. Same exam. Why? Anadrita Jismat Anghaya. Because they did not care for the shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore, they have to come back again to this material form. That is practically experience. We have seen many, many great sannyasis. They give up this world and take sannyas for merging into Brahma. But later on, they come back again to the material activities for opening hospital, schools and philanthropic work. Why? Because they could not get there. In their so-called Brahma realization, they could not get any pleasure. Therefore, they come down again to the material activities. You have let this material world as Brahma, Satya, Jagan, Mithya. Then why you come back again to this Mithya world to open hospitals and schools? The reason is they could not get any pleasure in so-called Brahma realization. Therefore, they come back to give food to the poor, to open hospital, philanthropy. Therefore, if you stick to Krishna consciousness, you will enjoy blissful, transcendental blissfulness, and then you will not be attracted with this humanitarian work or philanthropic work. Parang dishtyani vartate, in the service of the Lord, there are so much pleasure, transcendental pleasure. Just like in the life of Goswamis, we find tattva turnamasi samandalapati saneng sada tuchhava bhutva dina ganesako karunaya kaupina kanthasito gopi bhava rasam mritadi lahari kallolamagnau sada vande rupa sanatana ragujugau sri jiva gopal. They gave up their ministerial post tattva turnam asesa mandalapatisane sada tuchhava. Most insignificant. They gave up their ministerial post and they became mendicants. Tattvaturnam asesa mandalapatisane sada tuchhava bhutva dina ganesa kau karunaya kaupina kanthas. Became very poor, voluntarily mendicant. But it is very difficult if one changes his dress artificially by imitating Rupa Goswami. He cannot stay. He'll have to take to sex pleasure and intoxication to keep himself fit for bhajan. No. But the Goswamis, they did not take into sex pleasure or intoxication. They were much into the ocean of the dealings of the gopis with Krishna. Gopi bhava rasam mritadhi lahari. There is a lahari. There is a flow, constant flow of waves in the ocean of loving affairs between Krishna and the gopis. So they were merged into that. Therefore, this renunciation, this material renunciation did not affect. Otherwise, if one artificially renounced this material world, and he does not get real shelter unto the lotus feet of Krishna, he'll fall down. That's a fact. Arujya prichena parang padang tata patanti adha anadita jusmadang. So if you want to stay attached to the lotus feet of Krishna, then you must always keep yourself busy in the transcendental loving service of Lord. Thank you very much.
The just now I have received one newspaper cutting. This is from South Africa. What is the city's name?
Durban.
So, these two young Goswamis, they are preaching very successfully in South Africa. And another news I have got, where it is from Midwest of America. Another two Goswamis, they are having very successful meeting in Midwest America. They, in South Africa, their boys, what is the age of Rishi Kumar?
20.
Yes, his age is only 20 years. Rishi Kumar Goswami left, and Khudidas Brahmachari, they have come to South Africa to spread the word, Krishna message for essay. South Africa. So by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, the message of his Lordship is going on nicely all over the world, and you are also members of the society. Try to preach this message. Prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram, and you'll get strength the more you preach, because in the Bhagavad Gita the Lord says, nacha tasmat manusyeshu kaschit me priyakritam jayamang madhaktesu avidhasati. Anyone who is preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, the same thing. There is no difference. Krishna says that sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. This is Krishna's message. And Lord Chaitanya says, jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. So there is no difference. Krishna's upadesh is to everyone, that everyone should give up all nonsense type of occupation. Kamastasta hitajnana jajanti anna devata. Those who are attached to the worship of demigods, they have been condemned by Krishna. Hitajnana. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has commented on this word, hitajnana, nasta buddhaya. Those who have lost their all intelligence. So our Krishna consciousness movement is preaching the same as Lord Krishna said and as Lord Chaitanya said. Lord Krishna said that you surrender. He asks everyone, not only Arjuna, through Arjuna, he spoke to everyone. Kauntiya pratijani hi name vrakta pranasya. He was preaching his own word through Arjuna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his Krishna himself, he is preaching the same message as devotee. So our business is to preach the same message through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. So if we follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means to follow the six Goswamis. This is called parampara system. Evaṁ parampara prāptam mimaṁ rājasayo vidhi. If we follow the parampara system, the same message, what Krishna said, that is also said by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is also said by the Goswamis. Sri Rupa Goswami says, jena tena prakarena mana Krishna nivesa. Samahavarada. Try to induce people to become Krishna conscious. This is Goswami's, Rupa Goswami's message. Where you are sitting, this is Rupa Goswami's place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says the same thing. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna. So these boys, Rishi Kumar Goswami and others, Satsarupa Goswami, Hidayananda Goswami, they are preaching the same message, Krishna message, in the paper. Krishna message in South Africa. Krishna message in South Africa. This is very encouraging that Krishna message is being spread as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired. Jare dakho tare kaha Krishna vadesh. This is very encouraging. So all of you, of course,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entrusted the matter to all Indians, especially. Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Hilaja, Janma Sartha Kari Karo Paro. The best welfare activity is spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. So, it was entrusted to the to all Indians, any Indian who has taken birth as human being. It is the duty of him to spread Krishna consciousness. But anyway, although there is only one Indian, you follow and spread this message extensively. After this Ujjabrata, you will also disperse and go different parts of the world and spread this Krishna consciousness message. The Krishna consciousness message is Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. There is no other Bhagavan. Bhagavan means full of six opulences. So Krishna is completely 100% full of all opulences. Even Narayan is 96%. And Lord Shiva is 84%. And Brahma is 78%. These are calculated by the Goswamis. The Krishna is 100% Bhagavan. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Paratanam Nanyat. Nanyat. Nobody. So, simply, you have to, just like our little girl Saraswati, she also preaches. She goes to some friend. She asks, do you know what is Krishna? If he says, no, I do not know very much. So he says, the Supreme Personality of God. That's all. This is preaching. It is not difficult. Simply, just like the child, you go, everyone, talk to everyone that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. That's all. Everyone can do it. It is not very difficult. You believe it. You will be convinced on the statement that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara means controller, governor. So, there are governors, many governors in your country, but they are not supreme governor. Everyone is governor. You are also governor or Ishara, controller, but not the supreme controller. Our message is that here in this material world, there are many controllers, many governors, many Isharas, but nobody is the supreme Ishara. Supreme Ishara means he has no controller over him. He has no controller over him. He is the supreme controller. Here everyone is controller, but he has got another controller over him. But even big demigods, just like Indra, Chandra, Surya, Vayu, Varun, they are also controller. Even Lord Brahma, he is also controller. Only Krishna or Krishna Tattva, Vishnu Tattva, he is not control. He is the supreme controller. So Ishara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karana. This is our message. No? Read.
Can be understood by a serious student upon studying the nectar of devotion. Adoption of bhakti rasa or Krishna consciousness will immediately bring one to an auspicious life free from anxieties and will bless one with transcendental existence, thus minimizing the value of liberation. Bhakti rasa itself is sufficient to produce a feeling of liberation because it attracts the attention of the Supreme Lord, Krishna.
Yes, people generally think that liberation is the ultimate goal or the full achievement. But liberation is a very insignificant thing in the presence of devotional service. Therefore, Bhagavad says, dharma prajjita koitava atra. Dharma artha kam moksha. Moksha means liberation. So, Bhagavad says that dharma artha kam moksha, they are thrown away from the study of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Siddhartha Swami confirms it, atra mokho vancha pojyantam nirastam. The devotee is above the point of liberation. The devotional service is called pancham purusartha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given his opinion, prima pumartha mohan. Not dharma is pumartha. Our ultimate goal of life is neither dharma nor artha, religiosity, economic development, karma, sense gratification, and moksha, liberation. So people are very busy for economic development. They think that is the highest goal of life, to get money somehow or other. And then after getting money, to satisfy the senses. And when they are defeated in satisfying senses, defeated. Defeated means everyone is trying to satisfy his senses to the greatest extent. Unfortunately, Maya will not allow him to do so. Devijhisa gunamai mama maya duratva. Therefore, Bhagavad says, parabhavastavad abodha jata. Parabhava, the karmis who are trying to satisfy their senses to the highest limit, they are being defeated. It cannot be. Nobody is satisfied with the senses to the greatest extent. In Europe and America, this can be very practically experienced. Many, many old men, very rich men, 75 years old, 70 years old, they are still going to the club for satisfying senses. That means the sense satisfaction business cannot be completely done even up to the point of death. There are many stories we have got practical experience that Akbar Shah inquired from one of his very confidential minister that how long a man is sexually inclined. So the minister replied, up to the point of death. He replied, Akbar did not believe it. But the minister sometimes took him to a man who was just going to die, and the minister requested Akbar Shah to get with him his young daughter. So when the Akbar Shah and his daughter was entering, the man on the deathbed, he was looking to the young girl, not to the Akbar. So he pointed out, just see. And he was convinced, yes. So, the sex life is so strong that you cannot be satisfied if you remain in material existence. Then this sex desire will never be satisfied. But
It can be satisfied only when you come to Krishna consciousness. This Jamunacharya has said, Jadavadhi mama chitta krishna padaravinda navanava dhamarantumasi tadavadhi batanari sangame smarjamane bhavati mukha vikara sushtu nishti varancha. Sri Jamunacharya says, since I have been engaged in serving the lotus feet of Krishna, from that time I do not anymore have any desire for sex life. Even if I do remember of sex life, I want to spite on it. So this is the result. Krishna is Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan, Madan Cupid, he agitates everyone for sex life. But if we actually be attached to see the beauty of Krishna, then we shall never be enamored by the arrows of Cupid. Param dishtani vartate. So, what is the subject matter?
Minimizing the value of liberation.
This is the position of the materialistic person. Therefore, sometimes they take to the path of rejection, giving up. Brahma, Satya, Jagat, Mithya. They come by knowledge, by advancement of knowledge. But sometimes that also becomes failure. Even liberation, I have several times explained that many persons on the platform of liberation also falls down. Arujya krichena parang padang tataha patanti adha anadita jusmat angray. One who does not take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, even he is raised to the platform of liberation, there is chance of fall down. Arujya krichena parangpadam. Parangpadam means liberation. Not material platform, but parampadam, spiritual platform. The spiritual platform means liberation. So, unless one is attached to Arujya krichena parangpadam tata patanti adha, why they fall down? Anadrita jusmat angraya. One who neglects to worship the lotus feet of Krishna, even he is on the liberation platform, mukti, there is chance of falling down. And there are many examples. One.
Bhakti rasa itself is sufficient to produce a feeling of liberation because it attracts the attention of the Supreme Lord, Krishna.
Yes. As soon as you are engaged in the service, loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, immediately you feel liberation. This is practical. When you are fully engaged in Krishna consciousness, even if you walk on the street, you will feel that I am separate from this person. I am walking on a different path. This is the feeling. Bhakti parishanubhava. This is bhakti. Parishanubhava. You will experience yourself. That is the test. If you experience yourself that I am different from this person, then where is the attachment for material things? So that is the test, how much you have become advanced in devotional service. You can experience yourself. The example is given, just like a hungry man, if he is given food, if he eats, then he experiences himself that he is getting strength. His hunger is being satisfied. These things will be experienced. He hasn't got to take certificate from others, whether I am advancing in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. He'll feel himself. Bhakti parasanubhava virakti annatrasya. This is the test. Just like Goswamis, the six Goswamis, they were ministers. How they gave up their lucrative service, engagement. Tattva turnam masesa mandalapati saning sadat tuchav. They gave up their minister high post, association of aristocratic families. Mandalapati sreni. They were themselves not only mandalapati, great leaders, but they were associated with great leaders. But they gave up everything. Why? Param drishtani vartate. They found something better in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, they were able to give up. Just like you are. You are European American boys. You are accustomed to better comfortable life, I know. But you have given up your better comfortable life and you have learned or you are satisfied lying down on the floor without any bedding. How you are being practiced to eat? Because you are trying to find out a better engagement. Parang dishtani vartate. Sometimes in your country they are surprised how we are living without furniture. Because without furniture living is impossible. Sometimes in the beginning, when I was accommodated in some apartment, the landlord used to inquire, "Oh, where is your furniture?" So, they do not know, they don't require furniture. We can lie down anywhere. It doesn't matter whether in a nice apartment or on the underneath the tree. That doesn't matter. So how these things happen? Unless one becomes little advanced, one has got little taste in devotional service, they cannot give up this material comforts. The Goswamis are the best example. They were coming from very, very aristocratic family. They did not join the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement out of poverty stricken. No. All of them, six Goswamis, just like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were very, very big men, ministers, very rich men. Similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was the only son of his father and uncle. And at that time, his father and uncle had 12 lakhs of rupees income. So, you cannot imagine what is the exchange of 12 lakhs of rupees 500 years ago. So, very rich man. Similarly, Sri Jiva Goswami, he was the jewel of all learned philosophers. That is acknowledged even by the greatest philosophers of the world.